It is senior day for the Wolves of Northern State as they take on the Beavers of Minot, and we've got another installment of Pack Chat for your listening pleasure, and we bring in the starting safety from Mayer, Minnesota, Elijah Jopp, to the program. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate you taking some time.
Yep, thanks for having me, Tukes.
My pleasure, absolutely. You're back on the field against Augie on Saturday. How tough was it for you to miss the last game and a half or so?
Missing Moorhead was pretty hard for me. Blackout game. You know, you look forward to that the whole season. And then that's just a big game for us in the North. It was tough, but glad I could be there for the guys, help them out, and we got the win.
No doubt about it. So you hurt your knee against SMSU. What happened? Walk me through the play.
So it was a corner blitz, and they brought two to the boundary, so I kind of had to play like a cover two almost. And then he threw it to the tight end, and I went down. My leg got caught underneath me, and then Couch came from the back and hit him and just got rolled up on. But I was good enough to go on Saturday.
Absolutely. Did you think that you were going to be out for the rest of the season? Well, what's going through your mind when you're on the ground there?
I thought I was done. Initially, I thought my ankle broke. That's what it felt like. I tried walking on it, couldn't do it. So I was like, yeah, I'm probably done for the year, something serious. Last week, I didn't practice on Tuesday. Did a little bit of stuff with Coach Neer on Wednesday and decided to give it a go on Thursday and was good enough to go.
Wow. What's going through your mind on Saturday? Are you just like, I'm ready to go, like, let's make it happen? Is there just so much adrenaline?
Just really adrenaline. I couldn't really feel it. It was more like it was like a soreness, but just my adrenaline was going so much in that big of a game. I didn't really feel, didn't think about it at all in the game either, and I was just ready to play.
There you go. So it was a tough loss against Augustana. How do you not let that linger and just move on to Minot and Jamestown here?
We still have like everything we want ahead of us, you know? Like that's our third loss, so, and that's a team that's fifth in the country. So we just got to learn from our mistakes and then just move on to Minot, because Minot is, you know, they play everyone pretty tough. It's a hard offense to scheme up, so just got to get past the Augie loss. Focus on Minot and realize that everything we want is still in front of us.
No doubt about it. Well, you're no different than everybody else on defense. Everyone's hurt, kind of feels like. You know, injuries have been a huge part of this season, unfortunately. How frustrating is it knowing that this could be, I mean, it still could be a historic season, but at the beginning of the year, you're like, wow, we're playing at a really, really high level. Keegan Mountain, Jake Adams, Gabe Gutierrez is on fire. You're on fire. Everybody's on fire. Everyone starts getting hurt. How frustrating is it knowing that, hey, this team could have been maybe one of the best in program history, but everyone's hurt? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's super frustrating because, you know, in the locker room, we always talk like, oh, if we were healthy, you know, this happens. But, like, that's just not the reality. So it's hard to, like, be happy about, like, what's going on. But just got to realize, like, those guys, like, we can't control the injuries. You know, Keegan's injury was just a freak accident.
Yep.
Couch, I mean, that just is unfortunate. And then Gabe, too. Like, those are our three best players on defense, and they're a huge impact. But, you know, guys are stepping up in their place and kind of go with what we got.
Roll with the punches, for sure. So was this knee injury the worst injury you've ever had, or have you had something worse than this?
I mean, in high school, I had a high ankle sprain.
Okay.
So I guess that was probably the worst because that put me out for a while, but I'd say this knee injury is probably the most painful because it just still hurts.
You've made the transition from linebacker to safety pretty successfully. Why did you make that change?
It was mainly my size. I was just too small to play linebacker. And then I was pretty quick. So I just, after my second season, I just went to coach and I was like, hey, I think I'd be better at safety. I'd like to try it. And he was like, yeah, I've been saying the same thing. So it worked out really well for me. Yeah, just a lot better for how, like, my size and my speed to play at safety.
Great transition, for sure. You said your love for football came because it allows you to hit people without consequences. Can you kind of unpack that statement?
I mean, football, you get frustrated, right? And you can't really just go out and hit someone without getting in trouble, where in football, you can just let out all your anger on the field. And so, yeah, like, just get to go hit people for fun.
You seem like a pretty non-angry guy. Is that fair? Or?
Yeah, I'm definitely not, but in football, I'd say, you know, when guys are talking smack, you make a bad play and they say something to you, emotions get going, and then you just get pretty angry and just want to go hit them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what the game's all about, for sure. So your brother is on UMary's squad, beat those guys pretty healthily earlier on this season. First career pick. Walk me through the play. Walk me through that whole moment. Tight twins to the right-hand side. Bodine looks to get open as Sheldon takes, throws up into coverage. Ball sky high. It's intercepted! Intercepted in the end zone. It's Elijah Jopp.
his first collegiate interception as he does it in front of his parents as he says, hey, bro, look what I got. Abram, of course, on the other side as Jopp comes down to the turf about 3 yards deep into the end zone and the Wolves have the takeaway.
Yeah, so we're cover zero because You Married is like a lot of trick plays, so we put in a new defense for that. Guarding the tight end, and he kind of ran like an outside release, and he kind of, when he got to me, he stopped. And then he released, kept running. Like, I'm trailing, so I hear someone yell, ball, and I kind of turn around, and I just see it coming. So I just jumped up, and when I landed, I felt it in my arms, and I heard Keegan yelling. So that was probably, like, one of the coolest moments of my career so far. And then all my family's there. Mm-hmm. There was, like, 30 people came to watch my brother and I. So it was just super exciting, and the first career pick is always the best.
No question about it. And we've got Thanksgiving coming up here in a couple weeks. Do you hold that over your brother's head there a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that time?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, bragging rights for sure.
No doubt about it. I thought so. So are you a smack talker out there at all? You mentioned other teams talk a little junk. Are you a smack talker or not so much?
I wouldn't say I really am. It kind of depends. Like, Cooper is a really big smack talker.
Yeah,
so when he gets going, I'll either join in with him or kind of tell him to calm down a little bit. But no, I don't really start talking smack unless someone does it to me first.
So high school, Mayor Lutheran High School, they're a state champion. How cool was it winning the state championship there back in the day?
That was probably top three moment in my football career. That was one of the best days of my life. Like, it was the first team in our high school history to win. Like, our head coach coached my dad in high school.
Oh, wow.
So, and a lot of the guys on the team, their dads played for him too in high school. So just being able to, like, see him win, and then, like, all of our parents that played under him that didn't get the chance to win, and then we got to, and then playing in US Bank Stadium was pretty cool.
For sure. Was it a competitive football game or non-competitive?
It was super competitive. Mineota is, like, probably historically one of the best football programs in Minnesota.
Okay.
And they were undefeated that year. We were not supposed to win that game at all, and we just went out there and dominated.
Awesome. So you also played basketball in high school. Why did you ultimately choose football? Because it allows you to hit people without the consequences?
I mean, yeah, and I was just better at football. Basketball, I wasn't really my thing. I could score, but I wasn't like a shooter, not averaging 20 points a game like some other guys. But
power forward is my guess?
Yeah. I was more of a defensive guy. Football was more for me, and I didn't like all the running you had to do in basketball, and then like Christmas break, you can't go back for that and stuff, so.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So not that long ago, this was an 0-4 football team. Obviously, things didn't go against Augustana the way you would have liked, but if you would have won that game, you'd have been 13-3 in your last 16 games. How has this team turned it around from last year's 0-4?
I just think we've bought into what Coach Schmidt like is telling us. You know, we really believe in each other, and just we have so much fun playing. I think that's just the biggest thing is, like, you believe in the guy next to you, and you go out there and just have fun. And, you know, Coach Schmidt does a great job getting guys to buy in, and the guys that he keeps bringing in. I'm a fourth-year guy now, so, like, I've bought into what he says, and then just teaching these younger guys, like, this is what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
This is our culture. Like, I think that's just super big for us.
So you're back next year, though, right?
I will be, yep.
Excellent. So Minot State, of course, is this week. How do you guys like this matchup?
Like it a lot. You know, they run the triple option, so it's really eye discipline and just, like, not going, trying to be the hero and make the play, because that can cost you. So I like it a lot. I think everyone does. It's a game that you can get a ton of tackles if you do the right thing. You know, I think they run it like
97 times
a
game.
They barely throw, so.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you got to be disciplined and be ready. Like, okay, they ran the ball 20 times in a row. They might throw it here, so I'm ready for it. I know all the guys are, and we're super excited.
No doubt about it. That's all the football questions I got for you. So you're an avid hunter. Have you gotten a chance to get out there in the fields a little bit yet?
Not this year. I didn't hunt at all growing up, and then when I came here, you know, Cooper took me out to Gettysburg for the first time.
Sure.
I think I had beginner's luck. I didn't really miss a ton of shots.
Wow. Pheasant?
Yeah, pheasant. And then last year when we went out, I was not a very good shot. But haven't had time this year, so hopefully we can get out soon.
For sure. Did you dress up this year for Halloween at all?
No, we actually didn't go out. Lost to Augie, kind of hurt. So yeah. We just got back from the game and just sat at home.
Yeah, kind of a bummer. Well, maybe this Saturday.
Yeah.
Favorite costume growing up for you back in the day?
I'd say probably the Power Rangers. I really liked that show growing up, so me and my buddies all did that.
Which color Ranger were you?
The red one.
Ah, I was always the blue one. How old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating? I hope you've stopped trick-or-treating now. So.
Yeah, I have. I'd probably say fourth or fifth grade, probably.
So like 10, 11-ish?
Yeah, if I were to guess.
Yeah, sounds about right. When is it an acceptable time to put up the Christmas tree?
After Thanksgiving.
That's a good answer. See, my wife, her birthday's on November the 5th, and she wants to put up the Christmas tree, like, immediately, first thing in November. So I personally think that's way too early to put up the Christmas tree, so what we end up doing is compromising by putting up the Christmas tree, and it's just one of those things that she's like, that's what I want for my birthday, is to put up the Christmas tree. But where I come from in Illinois, November 1st, it's boom, Christmas music on the radio. I think it's way too early.
Yeah, I think it's too early, too. I mean, Christmas music is fine if it's not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to have, like, Thanksgiving decorations up.
100%. When is it an acceptable time to start listening to Christmas music? Full go.
I'd say once it gets below 40 degrees.
Okay. Maybe this weekend.
Start getting cold, yeah.
For sure. When do you take care of all your Christmas shopping? Early? Are you a last-minuter?
Last minute, for sure.
You and me both. Favorite food?
Steak.
How do you like your steak done?
Medium rare.
There you go. Favorite color?
Purple.
Really?
Yeah.
Vikings?
Vikings, yeah.
Makes sense. Favorite video game?
Probably Fortnite.
How many windows are there in New York City? Just a ballpark number.
500 million.
Good number to go with. What would your slogan be if you were a brand?
I don't know. Probably something Jopper, but I don't know what would be. Yeah, I have no idea.
I like the nickname. Where does Jopper come from?
Originally, it's my dad's nickname.
Okay.
And then growing up, like, no one ever called me that. And then when I got here, one of the coaches one day called me Jop. And then that's how it started. And then someone said Jopper one day, and it just kind of stuck. So
I heard Jordan Hine call you Joppy last year. That feels like such a hockey nickname, doesn't it?
Yeah. And Joppy, some people called me that in high school. So
okay. Did you ever play hockey back in the day, being in Minnesota?
Not competitively, but every winter we'll play pond hockey. So I do that, but never played, like, competitively.
Gotcha. All right. Can you tell me what 6'7" means?
I wish I knew, and I wish people didn't say it. I don't even really know where it came from. It's like a huge meme now. Did you see the NFL commercial?
Oh, I saw it last week. Yep. Yeah, I did. I was like, are we really doing this right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know what it means. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I'm in my early 30s now. I just don't know what that means. I'm not with it.
I don't know what it means either, so you're not alone.
Yeah. Who wins the Super Bowl this year?
I don't want to say the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Who are the Bills playing in the Super Bowl? I don't know, man. My Seahawks are looking pretty good.
They are. I'm actually going to go with the Seahawks. Okay. They got a good offense and they have a good defense. So I'm going to go with the Bills-Seahawks.
Bills-Seahawks. I could get behind that for sure. Biggest pet peeve for Elijah Jopp?
Loud chewing. That just gets me going.
Yeah. I got to tell you, when I'm driving and I see somebody walking, like, just to the left or just to the right of the sidewalk is right there. Like, why are you walking in the road? The sidewalk is literally 2 feet that way. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
But people do that all the time.
Yep.
Funniest thing that has happened to you recently?
I guess in the Augie game, one of their wide receivers, he's a coach's kid. It's like, I called him daddy's boy. And he was just like, you're the worst player I've ever seen. And I just was like that. I just started laughing at that. So not like nothing crazy, but I just thought that was funny.
I'm sure there's probably worse players out there than Elijah Jopp.
I'd hope so.
I would hope so as well. Daddy's boy. Yeah, that's awesome. That's good stuff. What's your favorite state that you have visited and why?
I'd say Arizona. The weather was, like, perfect. I've never seen mountains before.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to see those was pretty cool.
Where in Arizona?
Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a Camelback Mountain, I think it's called.
Sure.
Me and my buddies, we hiked that, so that was super cool. It's, like, hot, but it's not humid.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
My wife and I went down there for our honeymoon. Beautiful area, for sure.
Yeah.
Any tattoos for Elijah Jopp?
I do have a tattoo on my rib cage. My confirmation and baptism verse.
Oh, okay.
Jeremiah 29:11.
There you go. And what would that be?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Right on. Are you done with tattoos then, or are you still thinking?
No, I'm still thinking on it. My parents probably won't be happy to hear that, but I'll probably get maybe one or two more.
Okay. How would you sell hot cocoa in Florida?
You'd have to wait. Like right now, the it's kind of like... It's like mid-60s to high to like low 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And to Florida people, that's cold because my girlfriend lives there. So I know that she's like, oh, it's so cold here. So I think this time of year is when you could get away with it.
That's the time. You got to be wise with the time you're going to sell it. How long have you guys been dating for?
About 8 months now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Is she from here then? Or
No, she's from Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my good friends from back home goes to Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to visit him last year and that's how we met.
So you guys are doing long distance.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much, for all intents and purposes, starting your relationship doing long distance.
Yep.
That's tough to do.
Yeah, it's not easy, but worth it.
My wife and I did it. We started our relationship long distance, and now we're going to be 5 years married in December. So proof positive.
Yep.
It can be done. Next up, I got a segment called This or That. Winning in a blowout or winning in the last minute?
Last minute.
just because it's so much more exciting.
Yeah.
Grass stain or a turf burn?
Grass stain.
Linebacker or safety?
Safety.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Being nice or being honest?
Being honest.
Fair or a theme park?
Theme park.
You thinking more lake or river?
Lake.
Text message or a Snapchat?
I Snapchat more.
Okay. Smart or funny?
Funny.
Handshake or knuckles?
Handshake.
I can attest to that. Shook hands before we started here. Big party or a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Technology or being in nature?
Technology.
Okay. You're defending. Long drive or 2-minute drill?
2-minute drill.
Car or a truck?
Truck.
City or rural?
Rural.
Rain or shine?
Shine.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Early riser or a night owl?
Night owl.
Peanut butter or jelly?
Peanut butter.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Twix.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with Twix. One of my favorites. James Bond or John Wick?
James Bond.
Taking a cold shower or a 5K run?
Cold shower.
Nachos or French fries?
French fries.
Pen or pencil?
Pencil.
Save or spend?
Spend.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads?
Brunettes.
Girlfriend's brunette?
She is.
There you go. Bunch of would you rathers here. You can go into any sort of depth if you'd like on these. Would you rather have the head the size of a football or a head the size of a golf ball?
Football. Don't want to have a tiny head.
Yeah, it's fair. Would you rather have your own theme music everywhere you walk or a life that was narrated by Morgan Freeman?
Theme music, so everyone knows when I'm coming.
Yeah, what's the song that you're going with?
I'd probably just do the Rocky music.
Mm.
It's just iconic.
There you go. Would you rather never wash your sheets again or only be able to shower once a week?
Probably never wash my sheets again.
Yeah, I think that's probably the better of the two bad options there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Would you rather have no hands or have no eyes?
No hands.
Same. Would you rather be able to speak to animals or be able to read people's minds?
Speak to animals. That'd be way cooler.
That would be pretty sweet. Would you rather be an ugly genius or a handsome moron?
Handsome moron.
Would you rather cut off one of your fingers or pay $5,000 of your own cash to your worst enemy?
Cut off my own finger.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys on this team that want to cut off their fingers rather than paying the money.
$5,000's a lot, and I don't need to see someone I don't like get it.
That's true, but, I mean, it's gone forever.
You could just do a pinky. You don't really need that.
I'm keeping my fingers, thanks. Perfect smile with all yellow teeth. Or crooked teeth, but they're all pearly whites.
Crooked teeth. Yellow teeth is just gross.
Yeah, that's true. Would you rather live in Jurassic Park or in a world where The Walking Dead was real?
Jurassic Park.
Everyone says Jurassic Park. I'm with you. Would you rather know how you die or when you die?
Probably how I die. Because knowing when, you just always be waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if you know how it might happen, like you might know it, but you might not. Like if you get shot, like you just die instantly.
Yeah.
You don't really know what's happening.
Or it's like, you are going to die in a hot air balloon accident. It's like, well, guess what? I'm never going to go on a hot air balloon ride ever in my life. So, makes sense. And finally, would you rather be filthy rich and live 400 years ago or be poor and live today?
Probably filthy rich and 400 years ago.
There you go. Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase and whatever comes to your mind. Just come right out and say it, okay? Don't even think about it.
All right.
Mayor Lutheran High School.
Tiny.
Not that big of a high school?
No, I graduated with 50 kids.
Oh, wow. Okay. I graduated with 498.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger. Northern State University.
College.
South Dakota.
Bear.
Minnesota.
Lakes.
Beating Duluth 34-31.
Awesome.
That's got to be one of the highlights of your time here at Northern, right?
I think that was probably the best game of my career. Mm-hmm. Like the most exciting night game and came down to like the last play. We get an interception to win.
Yeah.
And the crowd was awesome.
I mean, you guys have been a part of so many of them, though. I mean, Concordia St. Paul on the road, Wayne on the road, Bemidji at home.
My freshman year when I redshirted, we beat Cato at
home. Sure.
That was a big one.
Yeah. Got to be huge. Halloween.
Stupid.
Not a big fan, huh?
No.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Autumn.
Best time.
Homework.
Stupid.
Also agreed. YouTube TV.
Awesome.
Pizza Ranch.
Gross.
Not a big Pizza Ranch guy, huh?
No.
So when we're going to Pizza Ranch, what do you eat?
I mean, I eat it. I just am not a huge fan.
Okay. Number two.
Goat.
Open field tackle.
Hard.
Minot State University.
Beavers.
Big hit.
Electric.
Dominant.
Northern State defense.
Dakota Bank Stadium.
Best atmosphere in D2.
I mean, it's not even close, right?
No.
Have you been anywhere else that's kind of close?
No. I know guys from other teams that have told me that they would rather play at Dakota Bank than a home game.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to out those people on the air?
You marry football team.
Okay. Fair enough. Jake Adams.
Best player.
Giovanni Szymanski.
I'd say he just flies around.
Cooper Logan.
Trash talker.
My all-time favorite was the Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. Like, how great was that?
That was good.
I was a big fan of that. Kyle Thomas.
Quick.
Keegan Mountain.
Leader.
T.Y. Young.
Dog.
Lorenzo Jones.
Dog, too.
Gabe Gutierrez.
Savage.
Max Van Landingham.
Leader.
Jason Glasgow.
Coach.
Head coach Mike Schmidt.
Coach, too.
Your family.
People I care about the most.
Elijah Jopp's girlfriend that lives in Florida.
She's great.
I just added that one off the top of my head. And finally, Elijah Jopp.
I'd say leader.
Leader, that's a good one. Absolutely. Any shout-outs to family and friends to kind of wrap things up here a little bit?
Shout-out to boys here. Shout-out to boys back home. Go Wolves.
Speaking of the boys, how great was the Bustin' with the Boys thing?
That was awesome. Was not expecting that at all. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was legit. All right, that is the safety from Mayer, Minnesota, Elijah Jopp, joining us here on PackChat. Thanks again for doing this. Good luck on Saturday against Minot, and then Jamestown to wrap up the season.
Thanks, Dukes.